Oh, welcome back to Project Zero. This is Rishav here with another, So there's some changes. All right, I was going to say the second marathon, but it's not. But this is still the same project. It's still Relief Shelter, SOL, Slice of Life, IRL, In Real Life, combined together, create this VR, authentic VR amalgamation where we just participate in activities that we find fulfilling and find a way to enjoy ourselves and have a good time. To de-stress and so on and so forth and get a llama, get by life. So anyways, the point is that everyone's welcome here. And what we're going to do in this particular episode, first of all, big major change is the topic itself, is that the schedule is going to change. And again, this is because the project, as I mentioned, is reflective of in real life. So IRL, work related, housing related, financial related, responsibility, relationships and so on and so forth, networking and so on and so forth. And so what I want to mention is that basically for now, what we've done is we're putting the second marathon on podcasting, all the research and learning that we spent for almost 3-4 weeks now on podcasting on a halt. And it's in a hiatus. And I, you know, for those of you who, this is going to be again, 2 to 3, about 2.5 months in advance. For those of you who are listening and actually interested in this stuff, I apologize that we're going to be taking a small break from that but it's going to be filled with something I believe equally as, I don't know if it's interesting, but because podcasting a topic itself, I'm not sure how interesting that is. I just know that it's something that is relevant and useful for people who want to pursue their own side passion and side gigs or side businesses, side ventures, la-di-da. And in this case, this is covering also a very relevant topic for everyone in, again, in reality, it's very grounded, is housing, right? And moving and finding a place. And so for right now, I think for the next, this is going to be a very short marathon. I believe it won't last any more than, say, about 10 episodes, maybe more. I don't know. But who knows? I could be wrong. It might last for another 25 episodes, right? It might be weeks on end, and I'll have to keep updating every single day. I hope it doesn't have to turn out that way. And I also intend on pushing out content for the second second marathon on podcasting, as well as this new marathon. So this is a big topic. The third marathon is focused on moving out, changing places. You know, it's a fresh start, tumultuous. You don't really know what's around the corner, but it could be something great, it could be something disastrous, and usually something in between. So that's kind of what we'll be covering. If you couldn't tell, the previous 3 episodes anyways are going to be part of that third marathon on housing and where we left off. Okay, so we're going to segue directly into the content now. Is we covered I believe 2 different Bluebird and Smart Stop, something like that, 2 different security storage of personal property, so rental storage units. And so I'm just going to check the time here. It's like 3 minutes. Okay, and we left off at the very end of that, covering this one here. So on the right hand side, you see moving day. And in that particular video, I mentioned that actually I had wanted to also cover the backdrop, the room, how the room has changed all around me as I've prepared to pack up everything and take a hike, right? Because again, this is not a very good household. And so for that particular reason, I would say that we may have to divvy up this, you know, episode in 2, all right? And that's all right. The first part, if we can finish in the first half all of this blog related stuff and regarding I think this one is a blog that we're finished already with, so we'll be covering Bluebird. Okay, we'll be covering Bluebird and their storage units, and if we can finish all that within the next, you know, maybe 8 minutes or so, hopefully we get the chance to explore how we've managed to pack away the room. Okay, so that should be particularly interesting for those moving, but also just relatable. So if you guys, again, if during this entire video you find, or podcast, or however you're consuming this medium, find relatable stories to share, you know, headache that you have to experience when you're moving in, moving out, the particular reasons why you're leaving or moving into a new place, is it a fresh start, or whatever, feel free. Are you changing careers and switching jobs to a different city or a different town? Definitely just chime in. I'd love to hear your stories. Okay, so let's dive right into it. So the first thing I just wanted to cover really briefly is that we left off on the blog moving day, moving into a new house, moving checklist, plan for smooth sailing, stick to the schedule. And this is from Shutterfly.com. So just Google Shutterfly.com/ideas/moving checklist. And there was this amazing infographic that you're seeing right here. 5 weeks out, 4 weeks out, 3, 2, 1. They just plan it all out for you. It's very comprehensive. So you have pets, you got eating foods that are non-perishable, booking a moving company, start packing non-essentials, labeling everything, getting all the administrative stuff for the kids and so on, or the kids, the grandkids, or whatever. New medical records, updating everything, you know, institutions and other employment agencies or whatever, or your actual employer, you know, updating your address. So all that kind of stuff, particularly important. So you can find this on this particular blog. It's a very good, comprehensive moving checklist that I just happened to stumble upon. And I mentioned that this site, Shutterfly, is actually quite a legacy site compared to, you know, this is something that reminds me, takes me back to like Flickr in 2008, like StumbleUpon, right? StumbleUpon used to be a site too, where it just brings up really interesting sites from all corners of the internet. And so that was really interesting as well. So anyways, we're done with this. I'm going to close this and we're going to hop over to Bluebird. So 3, 2, 1. And okay, so this is Bluebird Storage. I had actually mentioned this in brief, and maybe I want to switch scenes on. No, not a big deal. But you can see it actually quite clearly because the site is designed in a way that you can actually easily read it. So, you know, some of those sites you come across tiny little font in fine print. This is not one of those. Great web design. Okay, so what I just want to mention here is probably not too much detail because, as I mentioned, we had covered a good majority of this stuff already. Apologize if I'm speaking a little bit too fast. It's because there's a lot to cover. Like even just today, I've been outside for about 12 hours. There's so many things that we worked on. So there's just a lot to get through. But anyways, back on point here, 5x10. So we covered the pricing, we covered the dimensions of the unit and, you know, so on and so forth. 73 per month, for rent, 145. There's also rental and reserve. Of course, you would reserve first if you want to take a check. You want to check it out, sorry, and then you would sign the lease and then rent it out. Either option's up to you. You can do the rental first. Anyways, they have all these different options, right? 5x10, 3x3, different variety of prices. And if for some reason, I can't seem to scroll up and down. Don't know what's going on. Usually, I should be able to do this. Maybe the site's just frozen. But you can actually zoom in on the image and so on and so forth. And they have a particular promotion here, 50% off, so on and so forth. So I'm gonna close this and let's see if I can make it unfreeze on the next tab. And in fact, it's unfrozen, great. So this is the next tab here and I sought out a specific location, a specific unit. And this one's Bluebird in a particular side of the larger township that I'm living in. So you can see here on the side, I've highlighted the address, right? The unit, the number, the contact information. They have some great information graphics. I mean, some great infographics. Sorry. These are actual photographs, real life fucking photographs. And you can tell it's really, really clean. It's amazing. And, you know, looks good. And they showcase all the supplies here. Okay. So, you know, they have, with them tape, packaging boxes, all this stuff here. I can see some stuff that I used to use in the goddamn warehouse when I was working. So you have those like saran wrap type things that you would use to wrap around a skid. I can see they have that too. Amazing. So it's like for personal and for business, clearly. You can see that it's almost looking like a warehouse that's been tailor suited for this. And that's what it is. It's just a warehouse, really. Anyways, you can see here it's amazing stellar reviews. You got 92 reviews. You know, 4.6 out of 5, right? And 80% of them are 5-star. I think it's pretty difficult to... Well, that's not quite right. I was going to say it's pretty difficult to fail people in this particular line of business. Specifically, this niche is offering storage space, right? For personal and business just to use. But that's not true because, you know, if you don't do it right, you can easily fuck it all up. You know, there's a lot to take care of. You have to make sure, you know, climate controlled, doesn't start raining, doesn't start damaging the goods. You have to offer insurance, make sure there's an insurance policy in place for all the vendors and all your clients who are putting in their valuable belongings oftentimes, right? Even business supplies and inventory. So I take that back a little bit. Anyways, office is closed now, obviously, but opens at around 6 a.m. in the morning. great hours time, so it goes for about 17 hours from in the morning all the way to night, almost midnight. And here are the features, right? Boardroom, 24/7 monitoring, boat parking, drive-up units, motorcycle storage, moving supplies, blah de da. RV parking, even. That's such an RV, right? Anyways, that's that. And you can scroll down, you get all the options. It's amazing. Heated units, air-cooled, ground floor. They have different, you know, features. Some of these are on the first floor. Some of them are like the sixth floor or whatever. And we can close that. So we're just exploring options, and I clicked on one specific unit that I thought might be useful. Okay, next. What else are we going to go to? Here's another one. So this is a different location in the same sort of greater area that I'm living in, the greater region. As I mentioned, it's a kind of a large city that I'm living in, divided into multiple districts, you could say, multiple regions. And, you know, just checking on a different facility. Wanted to see if over there would be more appropriate. It's a hard sell. It's hard to tell because at the end of the day, you have to take into a lot of factors. But when you do decide, make sure you jump on it, because again, these units do kind of sell out and change quickly. So if you don't take action, you can easily lose it. This is just a different location. At the end of the day, I don't think there's too much to talk about here. There's certainly less features marketed here, and that's because this is, I believe, a slightly smaller warehouse, large cargo elevator, indoor. Or maybe the marketing's just different, man. Maybe it's just a different team. For sure it's a different team. All right, and the last of four tabs, and this is phenomenal that we're getting through almost all this. Sorry, it's not the last one, second last. We have another one here. So this is the main page, I think. What size storage unit do you need? Use the guide below to help identify which size unit is best for your storage needs. Small, medium, large, so on and so forth. Find storage, storage type, size guide. And you can use my hand gestures here. A size guide. And if you go to the size guide, it's amazing because they have this 3D, you know, dynamic 3D, I don't know what you want to call it. It's like a blender model where they showcase to you just how much can fit by depicting a 3D visualization of the dimension. So you could, and then they throw in some sample furniture, you know, like, I don't know. I was going to say a bathtub, but that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Like an office desk, like a cabinet, a shelf. And then some boxes so that you can see right here, they just give a 3D depiction. Well, right here, you can see right now. So for the 5x10, this is what it looks like. This is probably what will fit. This is how you might stack and then pack it accordingly. And, you know, labels and everything, kitchens, his toys, so on and so forth. So that's fantastic. And I think, you know, they do a great job about marketing how simple and affordable and how organized, how clean and organized and well-featured, fully featured their services are. So very nice, and I think I was on this page because I see here it says my account. Now, I may have clicked this, and then this brings us to the next tab, which is the last one we'll cover here. And this is here, another specific district of one of the facilities. I should probably have put in a privacy graphic, but recognizing that I didn't actually use this unit, and I was just kind of exploring means that, you know, I don't have too much to worry about. Anyways, Bluebird, once again, self-storage, and this is if you go to your account specifically. You get a dashboard, home, account reservations, storage tips and tools, contact us. And it says, of course, my session has expired or been lost. Please log in again to proceed. So, and then there's SiteLink, that's there. Powered by SiteLink, powered by WordPress kind of thing. Okay, it's not working. That's great because it's not supposed to be. Okay, let me take a pause here and just get some air off my chest. All right, perfect. So the page is not responding. I took a drink of water. Catch. You know, in Rush Hour, Jackie Chan says catched at one point. It's a reference. I caught the bullet. I caught my breath. And what we're going to do now is just kind of close this, I think. And hold on, let me figure this out, the setup. All right, decided. Okay, I was just thinking about the format. How am I going to do this? Because I need to swap between different scenes. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to switch scenes. Go over to display. And what you see in the back. Okay, not what I meant. What you can see now, is an email, with some details, right? Again, nothing personal. It's fine, right? Needless to say, this is an email that popped out of my, you know, email address, my own platform, and basically what it says is, so for example, I booked a reservation, and I'm going to cancel, right? But basically, because it's not the one I'm taking, but something that I had thought I might take. I was exploring different options. So unit size 5x10, price 150. There's an available special. If you'd like us to finalize your move-in for you, please feel free to call us at 416-421-6300. 3, blah, blah, blah. Reply to this email or even stop by in person. We look forward to being your self-storage provider. If you have any further questions, we are happy to help you. Have a wonderful day. Sincerely, Bluebeard Self-Storage, and then the address. And then if you'd like to unsubscribe and stop receiving these emails, click here. Obviously, nothing mentioned in detail for obvious reasons, right? Privacy. So I won't close this, okay? At the same time, why don't we just knock off a few tabs here? I can see that there's multiple of these chat tabs at the same time. Again, it's just because right now, given the... So I'll make it relevant, right? So having multiple chat tabs open because, you know, as of the current situation as stands, I'm going to be basically restarting the live stream on the side here. On the side here, what they mean? Pointing on this side here, right? Next to my where my thumb's pointing. I got the phone running. I always point to the door like a security footage before I leave every day. And so basically I'm going to be restarting every day, making sure that runs through entirely because it's very important at this point, given the of things right now. So it's particular to have, it's very important to have that running on its side. And so because of this, by restarting the stream, I need to make sure, which is again related to this whole moving out kind of stuff. We're going to have to, again, every single day, have to update the URL for the YouTube URL pop-up chat. Okay. So that's why we have all these open, and I just forget to close them. But in the future, I will just close them. Okay. So let me just get rid of them one by one and head back to display here, just showcase, you know, get rid of them. 1, 2, and I can also close the email. Okay. And then get rid of this calendar thing. So what we'll do now is head back over to display. And what I'm going to do is also close the tab and get rid of the Edge browser. Because what I mentioned at the beginning of this episode was, of course, we're actually going to cover the room, the logistics of the room. And we don't actually need the what you call it? We don't actually need order either. So I'm going to get rid of that. Again, if you guys are listening as a podcast, you know, you won't be able to see anything unless you're on Spotify or one of the platforms that hosts video podcasting. So head over to YouTube and you'll see everything. Or if you really want to go all the extra mile and support me, again, Patreon's in the link in the description below. Or you want to check out my other sites, or you want to do something that actually benefits you in addition to just supporting me, you could also make purchases of the nutritionals and supplements. And if you're into skincare, you know, for the ladies out there, if I don't know why a lady would watch something like this, but yeah, maybe. Okay, if you guys are moving out and stuff like that, definitely there's nutritionals and health related products as well. Or if you want to do business, anyways, all that stuff in the links below. Kind of a little extra segue. Now, as I mentioned, this is the rest of the room here, and if you can see it's let me take a little bit of time here. How much, what are we working with right now? I'm at 18 minutes in. So the good news is that I don't have to cover in any real detail because, you know, moving out, this is all just like package stuff. We've packed it all up, but it's all going to move away anyways. It's not like this is a permanent fixture the way we set up the room. So as far as I'm concerned, it's not like I need to cover it in any great detail. What I'm going to do now is just kind of stand up. You know, I might turn on the lights, so bear with me. I'm going to move the camera up. I'm going to increase the gain on the mic, so I apologize if right now it sounds really loud, but as I walk around the room, it's going to be quite quiet, so I have to adjust. Okay. And let's go from cardioid over onto dynamic or surround. Okay, so I'm going to go turn on the lights. Raise the mic a little bit, and all right, so at this point I want to mention a few things. So for example, I mentioned before that we actually broke down the room into different regions and areas. So for example, we would say like we have region A through G. A is the office area, B is the the storage area for all the toiletries and dishwashing fluid stuff. Maybe G would be, related to the bed, all the bedside stuff. D, I know, was for the food and anything that comes in and out, so logistics. And C was for the closet, for example. D was like a shelf. Anyways, maybe 8 different regions. We kind of broke everything up I mentioned this in a previous video, you know, just living a kind of slightly minimalistic lifestyle, but it's really about efficiency at the end of the day. You know, if I want to pick up and leave, I can just do it quickly because I already know where everything is and everything is exactly where it should be and easily packaged, portable, storage, access. Portable, storage, and access. No, it's very important stuff. All right, so look at the backdrop here. And I am keeping in mind I got to finish this in about 5 minutes. And, you know, I don't know, should I rush through this? It's not a good idea, I don't think. I don't really want to make a separate video, I'll be honest. I don't really want to make a video. All right. You know what? We will. We'll make a separate video. I take that back. The reason for that is because we have some items here that I actually had to cover here that I made purchases new. I didn't want to make like 3 videos, but I think it only makes sense that we're covering Bluebird. I'll try and put some distance here. So the next podcast video, again, 24 hours later, you will see basically the room. And I'm pretty sure it won't take up the entire time. I'm going to delegate it to some important stuff that we kind of cover aside that's also object material related. Okay. So I see you guys there, and this research signing out. Again, if you ever want to leave your own comments and stories, I'm always looking forward to that kind of stuff, to hear your experiences, and see you guys in the next one. Tune in and check it out. Peace.